Hello, everyone. Welcome to Honest Talk. I'm Dr. Sally Williams, your host, and I truly appreciate you listening today. Well, the last time we were together, I spoke to you about surrendering yourself to change. Surrendering yourself to change. So I hope you got a lot of information out of that podcast. On this podcast, I'll be sharing with you what is known as the Smarter Goal Process. Many of you may have heard of what is known as SMART goals, which is an acronym for specific, measurable, obtainable, relevant, time sensitive. It's been used throughout the business world for many years. I'm using it here and I'm adding two more letters to that acronym of example of effort and rules to be used. As I shared with you in our last podcast, I'm not about just talking and giving you information that's good information. I'm about you doing something about your goals, about your life, and changing your behaviors. I'm a behavioral scientist, so my interest is how can I get better at what I do? How can I improve on what I already know how to do well? And how can I change some things if necessary to make myself better? So that's what I'm focused on doing. So this form that I'm going to talk about, in addition to the Smarter Goals form, is called Behavioral Change Smarter Goals Strategy Form. That's a mouthful. And it's something I developed, and it's on my website. Both of these are on my website. They're free, and I want you to go there and download them so that we can talk about it. As a matter of fact, you can pause the podcast here and go to www.drsally, and that's spelled drsally.com, and go on to my resources page and scroll down a little bit, and you'll see both of those documents there. Just download them, they're free, and come back and we'll talk about those forms. One is called, again, the Smarter Goals Definition, and the other one is called the Behavioral Change Smarter Goals Strategy Form. We're going to talk about that in this podcast, and then in the next podcast, I'll start talking about how to utilize those forms. If you don't have access to a computer right now, I'm going to go over each one of the forms in detail, so don't worry about it. First, I'm going to talk about the Smarter Goals definition. And as I said before, this has been used a lot. I've seen various versions of the process over a period of time, but I've developed my own specifically for utilizing it for the podcast and for my books. And you can use it. It's a repeatable process you can use for any goal you're attempting to achieve. So let's go over each letter and I'll explain it in detail for you. For those of you that have the form, we're going to go on page one and go through it. The very first letter is S, and it stems for specific. You know, it's highly important that goals reflect a clear reason to be accomplished and not be generalized or vague. Example questions this criterion should ask are, what am I going to specifically do as a goal? When is it appropriate for me to start? Where should I begin? And which goal is of most importance to achieve now? The next letter is M, and it stands for measurable. To have identifiable measurements that show you're progressing is very, very important as well. This criterion should ask the following questions. How will I know when the goal has been accomplished successfully? How will I measure my progress and results? And by what method, by how many, or how much? The next letter is obtainable and action-oriented. Either one is used. And this is where you get a little bit more specific. You know, goals require the acknowledgement of being possible to obtain and should include identifiable action steps. For example, you could have a goal to go to the moon today, but is that goal realistic, attainable, and are there recognizable action steps that could be developed to achieve it? Perhaps so. If right now we humans could get into a vehicle that would instantly transport us to the moon. But as of today's date, that's not possible. This criterion should ask the questions, is my goal realistic to achieve? What action steps will I take to attain my goal? The next letter is relevant. And this next criteria supports whether or not the goal is worth the time and effort of achieving. Perhaps your goal is a great idea, but the time isn't right, or you don't have all the necessary resources available to you now to successfully complete it. This criterion should answer the questions, is my goal important enough to start now? And are there any restraints such as timing, people, or resources that I should consider before starting? The next one is time sensitive. All goals need to have a specific target date of completion. Otherwise, you're wasting your time and energy on a project. This criterion should answer the question, how long will it take to achieve my goal? What is the deadline or time of successful achievement of my goal? Now, those are the SMART goals that I've seen utilized across the business world. In addition, I've added these next two, letters of E and R. The E stands for example of effort. When you start a goal, you may find that it needs to be completed in chunks of time or intervals. Therefore, it's important to see examples of how much effort you're willing to put into achieving the goal in order to keep you motivated. This criterion should answer the questions, how much time and effort am I willing to put into accomplishing my goal? What examples do I have so far that it's moving forward in the way I want? Is there anything I need to add, change, or remove as I continue the process? The last R stands for rules. You know, in order to be successful in accomplishing your goal, there may be rules that need to be established to help you stay disciplined. This criterion should answer the question, what rule or rules will I need to put into place to keep me on track? So that's the SMARTER goal process that I'll be using as we go through these podcasts. And I'm going to now share with you how we can use this process in an example. So if you get your sheets, if you have your sheet, let's go to page 3. If not, I'll just talk about using the SMARTER goal for losing weight. Okay, there's a lot of people that want to lose weight. And as I shared with you, this process can be used for a variety of different goal setting objectives that you may have. So if we start with the S is specific, and that means that I will lose 25 pounds. That is my goal, to lose 25 pounds. And measurable, when do I know it's going to happen? It's measurable, and that means I'll know when I've lost the weight I wanted to lose within the allotted amount of time. The A is attainable action-oriented steps. This is where you want to spend a little bit more of your time because you want to talk about the steps you're going to actually do. So in this case, we're going to say steps I will implement. Number one, eat high protein, low carb foods each day. That includes breakfast. A, breakfast, juice, veggies, and fruit, and have a protein drink. B, lunch, soup, lean meat, and fruit. C, dinner, have fish or chicken and vegetables. Number two is exercise. Under that, A, walk 3 times per week for 3 miles. B, strength training by lifting 20-pound weights for 30 minutes, 2 per week. 3, I will go to bed by 9 o'clock p.m. each night in order to wake up refreshed by 6 o'clock a.m. The R is relevant. My doctor has told me that I need to lose 25 pounds to be healthy. Therefore, I will lose 2 pounds per week until my goal is achieved. T is time sensitive. Today is June 1st. Over the next 13 weeks, I will lose 2 pounds per week, which equates to 26 pounds. The E is examples of effort. Every day, I will walk 3 miles to burn 300 calories per walk. I will use my smartphone with a walking application to log all information regarding my walk, including start and stop times, calories burned, walking route, and total time completed. Each walk will be logged automatically in my walking app for further reference and monitoring. R, which is rules to be used. The rules that I will adhere to are no wheat products, sugars, caffeine, or alcoholic beverages for 6 months. Follow the paleo diet and juice, fruits, and vegetables each morning. I will also drink at least 8 16-ounce glasses of water each day. So you see, the SMARTER goal form is used to help you go through each one of the steps for any type of goal that you want to deal with. Now that you understand the SMARTER goals process, what I'd like you to do now is to look at the Behavioral Change SMARTER Goals Strategies form. And what this form is for is to help you understand what it is you got out of each one of the podcasts. If you're a regular listener, which I hope you are, you'll know that what I do is try to give you information that you can use immediately. I want to know how you identify with the podcast and what kind of changes you can see yourself doing and being consistent. Franklin Covey, who is the author of 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, indicates that it takes about 21 days for consistency to either make or break a habit. So my concern is that many people have a good idea of what they want to do. They listen to good information, yet they fail to put it into practice. And so what this strategies form is for is to help you identify with what it is you learned during the podcast and then giving you implemented steps to do it. If you got the form, let's go over that. If not, I'll just talk about the form so you can kind of get an idea of what it is. And then you can go to the website, www.drsally.com, and that's with a dash in the middle, and look on my resources page and get the form there. After each podcast, you can download the form. And the very first question I ask you is, how did you identify with this podcast? Whatever you're dealing with, whatever you want to change, it has to be relevant to you. This podcast, I want to be relevant to you so that you can get all that you need to get out of it. The next question I ask you is, what behaviors do you need to change as a result of listening to this podcast? And you just kind of jot it down and think about, well, I heard about SMARTER goals, strategies. How can I use that form in my life as an example? Then what I want you to do is describe the SMARTER goals process you will use to implement each change. And you'll go through each one of the steps we just went through, being very specific about what you want to do, what change you're going to implement. And then after that, after you deal with the actual change and writing down all of your information that's relevant to you regarding the change you're planning to implement, I ask you the question of how will the change in your behaviors benefit you and your family? Naturally, you want to do something that's going to be longevity or long in its effect to make you successful. But will that benefit you or will it benefit your family? How? Write it down, because that will help you stay motivated to continue on. Sometimes you get on a journey, it's like, wow, I really don't feel like doing this. I'm tired. But you think about your family, your children, and your spouse, and you say, you know what? This is good. Not only for me, but it shows them an example of what they can do if they follow these principles. And the last question I ask you on the form is, what challenges could stall or prevent you from reaching your goal? You know, a lot of times we have great goals, we have things we want to do, but we fail to do them because we get stuck or stalled at some point because we weren't expecting a stall, or maybe a resource didn't come through, or whatever it may be. So if you account for those types of things before you get started, then you can kind of look out for them. Thank you for joining me today for Honest Talk. I'm Dr. Sally Williams, and I appreciate you listening to today's podcast. I'd like to hear from you, so please visit my website at www.drsally.com, and that's spelled drsally.com. Or you can contact me via email, and that's drsallydw@gmail.com. Also, you can contact me by Facebook, Twitter, and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Please submit your questions and let me know how you're doing. Until next time, God bless you and your family. Bye-bye now.